Lesson 6. How to deliver your speech. After memorizing your speech, you are now ready to take the stage. But how do you do it? Here's how. Just follow the step-by-step guide below. Step number 1. Entrance. When delivering a speech, entrance is the most important thing to consider because it's your first projection of yourself. And how the audience see you depends on how you appear for the first time. It will also affect the way you deliver your speech and its wholeness. Here are two possible scenarios that you may experience. Scenario number 1. If you're coming from the backstage, stand up straight, chin in, walk straight to the podium or lectern, while your eyes are in the audience. Scenario number 2. If you are coming from the front row, stand up straight, chin in, walk straight with eyes on your path. Be careful with those steps going up on the stage. Upon reaching the stage, look at the audience and continue your walk towards the lectern. All right. You're on the stage now. What then? Upon reaching the stage, here are possible scenarios again. Scenario number 1. If you are in a speech competition, upon reaching the stage, do not hide on the lectern as many are doing. Instead, get off the stage or the lectern and show yourself on the center stage. Scenario number 2. If you are in a formal event, wherein you must deliver a prepared speech. There are things you can do. First, stand behind the lectern while you deliver your speech. And second, you can also stand on the center stage. Step number 2. Beginning your speech. Whatever manner you choose to deliver your speech, here is how you should begin. Upon reaching the center stage or lectern, do not talk right away. I say again, do not talk right away. Look at your left, right, middle. Breathe. Step forward. Then balance your weight on both of your legs. Then begin. I call that the LRMB or LRMB method, which means left, right, middle, breathe, and begin. LRMB. Avoid the following expressions when you begin your speech. You can begin exactly on how you wrote your greetings and introduction, but avoid the following expressions below. Number 1. Hello everyone, my topic is about blah blah blah. And number 2. Now, let's begin. Instead, you can begin by saying a short saying, a quotation, or usual greetings like good morning, or others that you think most appropriate. Begin your first word with a powerful voice or with command. How? Speak loudly and clearly that the last person at the back could hear you. Do not worry about those people staring at you. Just deliver your speech and they will surely love you as long as you know your line. You have nothing to worry about. Deliver your speech from start to finish. Remember that you have memorized all the lines in the past 7 days and you are now confident about it. Make sure to speak loudly and clearly. Don't rush trying to finish your speech right away. Enjoy every moment on the stage. Step number 3. Ending your speech. The way you close your speech is as crucial as the introduction. Avoid the expression, "That's all." Simply say, "Thank you." And that's it. No more, no less. Just like that. After saying thank you, do not say anything, even if you forgot something to say. It won't matter anyway. The audience has already closed their ears and everything that you say does not have an effect on them. Save it to the next speech instead. Step number 4. Do not apologize. Once you stand in front of an audience, you become the authority in your topic. One big mistake that most speakers do is apologizing after they got on the stage. No matter what kind of speech you are delivering, whenever you are speaking in a corporate meeting, business presentation, speech competition, or any formal speaking engagement, never apologize about anything. For example, many speakers tend to say sorry because they are too nervous meeting the new people they are speaking with for the first time. The effect? The audience will not be very happy and confident about your speech and end up cheering you up to finish your speech, and you'll get applause of finishing your speech instead of presenting your ideas. This is not a very good way to convince people, especially if you are presenting a product to customer. Never apologize when delivering your speech, even if you are too nervous to speak in front of an audience. Great! You're now ready. While delivering your speech, how should you behave on the stage? Let's talk about that in the next lesson.